91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and mostly cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers. The owner of a Trenton home that went up in flames yesterday is now facing criminal charges. About $60,000 in damages was caused to an Ontario Street home when it caught on fire yesterday afternoon. Employees at a hair salon across the street say they called 911 and repeatedly banged on the door until the sole occupant of the home came outside. Police investigated the scene and later charged 66-year-old James McCants with 2 counts of arson and 1 count of production of marijuana. He was released on a promise to appear and an undertaking with a March court date. Local MPP Todd Smith was treated to a 2-person protest outside his Millennium Parkway office today. The protest happens a day after the National Day of Action, where students across Ontario marched in a demonstration to the provincial government against rising tuition fees. Protest organizer and former Loyalist journalism student Kyle Mumford says it's hard to say why more Loyalist students didn't show up.
Possibly with Loyalists just being usually a 2 to 3 year program, maybe people don't feel like they're spending enough time there that they can really make a difference. But we just wanted to show people that, you only need a little bit of initiative and some drive to just go out there and try to make some changes out there.
Mumford says Smith told them it was the first protest he's seen at his office. One of the 4 men charged in the beating death of a Mississauga man at Trudeau Park in 2010 is now back in trouble with the police. Police arrested 21-year-old Kadeem Francis on Tuesday after a Colburn Street home was raided January 25th. Francis and 2 others are charged with robbery, break and enter, forcible confinement, and use of a firearm in the commission of a criminal offense. Also charged are 20-year-old Michael Kurt Ranger and 21-year-old Jesse John McNeely. Francis and Ranger are facing an additional charge of using a disguise when committing a criminal offense. Francis was one of 4 men charged with second-degree murder in the May 2010 beating death of a 27-year-old Mississauga man at Trudeau Park in Tweed. Francis's charge was later dropped to manslaughter, and he was sentenced to 1 day in prison plus time already served. Police are still looking for a 4th suspect they believe was involved in the robbery. Anyone with information is asked to call Kingston Police or Crime Stoppers. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty is disputing a Conference Board of Canada prediction that Ontario won't be able to balance its budget for a decade. McGuinty says he agrees his government has to get a handle on spending, but he says actions it's taking will allow the books to be balanced by 2017.
That's why, starting with our last budget, we began to make some decisions that put us on track to balancing in our 2017-2018, including inviting Mr. Drummond and his commission to offer his best advice with respect to changes we need to make.
McGuinty adds the government will not raise taxes. The husband of the Calgary woman severely beaten in Mexico says his wife faces a long recovery. Sheila Nab was found last month in a pool of blood at a high-end resort in Mazatlan. Her husband Andrew says in a statement that facial surgery was successful and that their family is grateful for public support. He says his wife remains sedated in intensive care. Egyptian police have clashed with demonstrators a day after a deadly soccer game riot. Mark Levy from the Associated Press has the story.
It looked like the demonstrations a year ago when protests ousted President Hosni Mubarak, and there were those who drew a direct link between that and a riot at a soccer field that killed 74 people. Demonstrators charged the Egyptian Interior Ministry building, angry that police stood by and watched while people died, and blaming Egypt's military rulers. Police fired clouds of tear gas. Some soccer fans called on the demonstrators to stop and let Egypt return to stability after a year of political turmoil. Mark Levy, Cairo.
There is new evidence that immunotherapy could bring Alzheimer's disease to an abrupt halt. In 2 separate studies on mice, researchers at Columbia University and Massachusetts General Hospital found the disease is spread from brain cell to brain cell by a distorted protein known as TAW. Columbia's lead study author Karen Duff says the findings could lead to ways to stop an early diagnosis of Alzheimer's from getting worse.
We perhaps are treating patients too late in their disease, and we will have to change the time at which we try and treat them.
Alzheimer's, which is irreversible and incurable, destroys memory and thinking skills and ultimately prevents people from carrying out everyday activities. Former Price is Right host Bob Barker is furious with his former game show for giving away a prize of a trip for two to the 100th anniversary of the Calgary Stampede. The show awarded the five-day trip on yesterday's show. Barker, a well-known animal rights activist, says if he had still been on the show, it never would have happened. But Stampede spokesman Doug Fraser says the rodeo maintains high safety standards for its animals.
The fact is that during the Stampede, more than 7,500 animals are participating in exhibition, education, and competition events. And, of course, we take the care of these animals very seriously.
Last summer, two horses died during chuck wagon races. In 2010, six horses had to be destroyed. And they obviously see or don't see things differently. Well, Nova Scotia's Shubenacadie Sam and Ontario's Wyarton Willie predict an early spring. Punxsutawney Phil, south of the border, did in fact see his shadow this morning, signaling six more weeks of winter. Here's Phil's handler making the proclamation, along with the crowd's reaction.
As I look at the crowd on Gobbler's Knob, many shadows do I see. 6 more weeks of winter, it must be.
Punxsutawney Phil makes his annual prediction from Gobbler's Knob in central Pennsylvania. That's 91X News to 506. Austin Mackay has sports next.
Whether you're into cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, or just being immersed in the outdoors, Quinte Conservation's more than 20 conservation areas will help you enjoy winter. Cross-country skiing and snowshoeing can be enjoyed at H.R. Frank Conservation Area and Outdoor Education Center and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area. It's a great time to see winter birds and enjoy the winter outdoors with Quinte Conservation. Visit quinteconservation.ca for more info.
In Junior A hockey, both the Golden Hawks and Dukes have the night off, but will lace up tomorrow when Whippy heads to Wellington and Lindsay goes down to Trenton. Both have 7:30 start times. The Cokeburg Cougars head to Kingston to face off against the Voyagers tonight, and the Hamilton Red Wings cruise over to Brampton in a game against the Capitals. In Empire B League, the only game on hand sees the second-place Campbellford Rebels heading up to Picton tonight to face off against the division-leading Pirates. Over to the show, the LA Kings had some luck on their side last night. The NHL is investigating a scoreboard error that gave the LA Kings a dramatic 3-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets in last night's game. Drew Doughty scored the winner with less than 1 second left to play in regulation, but video replay shows the clock froze for roughly 1 second prior to the goal, meaning this time should have been expired. There are 8 games tonight in the NHL. The Jets head south over 2,000 kilometers to Tampa Bay, take on the Lightning in a Southeast Division showdown in Florida. The Jets are 5 points behind 8th place New Jersey, who have the Montreal Canadiens over for a visit tonight. Also, Chicago sauce their way over to Edmonton, and Detroit and Vancouver go toe-to-toe in a battle for the best of the West. Prince Edward Island will be featured for more than 13 hours of broadcasting when CBC mounts its annual Hockey Day in Canada telecast on February 11th. Program producer Mike Dodson says the island was chosen to host the telecast because of the province's passion for the game.
It may be a small place, but they're very passionate about hockey. And if you look at, over the years, the number of NHLers that it has produced per capita, it's pretty incredible.
The network will use 13 live locations across the country and will broadcast NHL games featuring all 7 Canadian teams. To basketball now. The LA Clippers and Denver Nuggets headline a 6-game schedule in the NBA. The Clips are in the Western Conference, or second in the Western Conference, with the Nucks just a hair behind, being 0.02 percentage points behind third. In other games, the Chicago Bulls are in New York to take on the struggling Knicks, and the Raptors fortunately have some time to rest after back-to-back blowout losses. Pitcher Edwin Jackson has agreed to a 1-year contract with the Washington Nationals. The team announced it Thursday, but the agreement is pending a physical. The 28-year-old righty went 12-9 with a 3.79 ERA last season, splitting time between the Chicago White Sox and then World Series champions St. Louis Cardinals, who acquired him on July 27th last year from Toronto for center fielder Colby Rasmus. To the slopes, in the World Cup cross-country skiing, it was bronze for Canadian Devin Kershaw in Moscow. Kershaw finished 0.6 seconds behind for third place, while Sweden's Teodor Pedersen topped Norway's Anders Gluerson by 0.1 seconds for the gold. So send us your team or league scores via email to sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Back to Renee Rogers with 91X weather.
Tonight, clearing early this evening, the low minus 10. Friday, increasing cloudiness in the morning with a high of plus 3. Friday night, clearing, the low minus 9. Saturday, sunny with a high of minus 2. Sunday, sunny, the low minus 12 and a high of minus 1. Right now, it's minus 1 degree. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm.